Today, we're talking about meat versus meat alternatives. There are big numbers being thrown around every day, used to scare people into not eating meat. But who really knows what they mean unless they look at it? So today we're going to go into a deep, in-depth look at what the meat market is, why people don't like it, and why it's actually maybe not so bad. So, we're going to start with the numbers that scare people. In 2017, the meat and poultry processed 9 billion chickens, 32.2 million cattle and calves, 241 million turkeys, 2.2 million sheep and lamb, and 120 million hogs in the U.S. In other words, that's around 42.2 billion pounds of chicken, 26.3 billion pounds of beef, 25.6 billion pounds of pork, 5.9 billion pounds of turkey, 150 million pounds of lamb and mutton, and 80 million pounds of veal. And the meat market, which they're wanting to take this away, right now in the U.S. gets $384 billion a year in government subsidies. And what I found when I first looked it up on Google, which Google's incredibly biased and will show you, the results that are not biased first. And then you have to look through and find the unbiased. So this is your skewed numbers, but in a little dialogue now. 8 ounces of steak produces the same amount of greenhouse gas emissions as driving 29 miles. 8 ounces of meat alternatives produces 3 miles of gas a house emissions. When you look at this number, you get scared initially. Now, there are 2 things we can do. We can get rid of steak and move to meat alternative. Or we can look deeper into meat alternative and maybe decide that we want to keep steak. There's a third option. Switch to something completely different that doesn't involve meat at all, called mushrooms. Mushrooms will take anything basically in the air and put it in the ground. Mushrooms pull out and eat basically any sort of emissions and put it straight into the ground. Fungi caused about 2% of the amount of carbon in the air to be in the ground. Oh no, 2 times. So for every molecule of carbon in the air, there's 2 molecules in the ground because of fungi. And why fungi are starting to not do their job properly is when we cut down our trees and destroy soil, it puts extra nitrogen in the air. Now, the fungi doesn't like nitrogen very much, and it starts to die and falter, and it doesn't do very well under high nitrogen. What I propose is that we should either continue eating meat products or switch to something completely different with fungi. And maybe people will grow a taste for it. One of the bad things about this as well, not having fungi, is that warm soil releases more CO2 and decomposes faster, releasing more CO2. When it's decomposing into mushrooms, you have a place for it to go because it'll go straight back into the soil. But if you cut down your forests, releasing CO2 into the air, and then that kills the mushrooms, which release the CO2 that they've had in the ground, and they stop putting it back in the ground, and the ground heats up. more and more starts to leak out of this soil. Okay, so those are my three proposed options. Now I'm going to go back to me. I'm going to circle back. Here's the game-changing idea with me. The one that nobody wants to tell you about that doesn't want you to eat meat. It's called crop rotation. When you have corn, when you have beets, when you have anything like that, you can't use all of your usable soil. You only want to use around a third, because eventually the soil is going to give out and not have the nutrients to plant more crops. So what do then? You put cows on the other two-thirds of it to poop in the soil so that it's good again. And they can eat the grass. Grass can grow anywhere, and it basically doesn't take any nutrients from the soil. They eat the grass and give us usable product for empty space. They give us food, they give us milk. Maybe with chickens, they give us eggs. I don't know if chickens can eat grass. Never mind. And another thing is that cows can eat the husks of corn. They can eat the unusable products that we have. Like, I don't know, almond husks? Almond husks are a lot of our feeding market for cows. Did you know there's only about 5% of usable human edible food going into cows? Or around, I think it's 20% or 30% with cows and chickens. Now 90% of that is deformed fruit or moldy fruit or things that can't get sold at a grocery store because they're gross. There's one other thing that's very, very important. Nutrient density. When you have vegetables, you have to grow a lot of them. Like, I mean a lot, to get the same nutrient density for the calories. And you can't really get the same nutrient density. You have to eat more when you have vegetables. With a cow, you can eat liver. I know there's stigma against that in the US, but beef liver has 4 grams of calcium in it, 7 grams of iron, 21 grams of, milligrams, sorry, 4 milligrams of calcium, 7 grams of iron, 21 grams of magnesium, 397 milligrams of phosphorus, 336 milligrams of potassium, and 70 milligrams of vitamin A. This is important because you'd have to eat around 10 times as much or more to get the same out of, say, soy or something like that. What I think we should do is stop wasting food other than what, you know, we actually can't eat, and feed that to the animals. And if we stop wasting food, because we waste 40% of all our food, we're reducing our emissions by far more than we could ever do by switching to vegetables. And who knows? There could be lots of diseases caused by malnutrition in the US. We don't need more calories. We need more nutrition. Meat gets thrown away 20% less than any other food. So we're not feeding our animals meat. And the nutrient dense stays in our bellies and in our kids and in our bodies. That's my 2 cents on meat versus meat alternatives. I hope this helps you understand a little bit about it.